Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, hey, what's up, everybody?
Thanks for joining us this week. How's your week, Jesse?
It's much better.
Yeah, much better this week?
Yeah, much better.
That's awesome. Yeah. This week's been fantastic. I found I might go pan for gold.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
For a week or two, just for...
Old prospector Brandon.
Shits and giggles. You know, get out in the mountains for a little bit, disconnect, reconnect.
Well, and yeah, disconnect, reconnect, and then also being able to enjoy a little bit of cannabis while you're out there.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fantastic in Oregon. A lot of grows in that area, so definitely have to check them out.
Fantastic, yeah, and with that, what are we talking about today, Brandon?
This week, we are talking about a fantastic strain, probably one of the clearest head strains I have ever taken.
I would agree.
Participated in, yeah. We are talking about Jet Fuel today.
Jet Fuel.
Yeah.
I can almost smell it.
Right?
Right off the runway.
That wasn't me. Yeah. So Jet Fuel smells just like it sounds, a little bit earthy, a little bit like fuel. You've smelt the diesel strains.
What strains came together in order to be able to create Jet Fuel?
Yeah, it was. These two sticky strains came together. It was Aspen OG and a skunk-derived high country diesel made by Breeder 303 Seeds. So Jet Fuel is also known as G6.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard that that's what people prefer to call it, is G6.
Like a G6.
I don't know. I like Jet Fuel, you know, and it, Brandon had just described a little earlier, very clear, I would say. And when you say Jet Fuel, you might think like getting really amped up or caffeinated, but it's slightly different. Brandon, what's been your experience so far?
This strain, I would say, just rests right on my shoulders. So yeah. I feel it. My shoulders on up, a little bit of, not pressure, but I can feel around my eyes and in my cheeks.
Yeah, I definitely felt it right in my forehead. And when you said rested on your shoulders, it's almost like somebody kind of like gripping your shoulders a little bit, just slightly squeezing on them. And it's not uncomfortable, though.
No, last night, Jesse and I were communicating through different...
We were playing video games.
Yeah, exactly. And I was taking several puffs on this Jet Fuel just to research and see how it feels. And it was interesting that I noticed my head felt like it was almost, I want to say, filled with helium, and my shoulders were grounding. So my shoulders were not in an uncomfortable way at all, just... that my shoulders, I could feel it just resting there, but my head felt elevated.
Yeah. Jet Fuel's a sativa, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Sativa dominant hybrid. It's like 75-25 probably.
Right. I mean, most strains are going to be a hybrid of some sort.
Yeah. And real quick on that, sativa is basically just the more energetic terpenes, cannabinoids commonly found in strains. Whereas indica is more into couch, for pain, for
sleep,
things like that. Hybrids are always going to be a mixture of the two of those, so...
Yeah, when you have a dominant strain, you definitely feel... Even though that this is not a dominant strain, I typically feel medicated on a sativa just slightly. I feel good and relaxed, but with Jet Fuel, I just felt alert and chill, like very alert. Like, I was able to take it in. We were playing this video game last night, and it was awesome because I was able to hyper-focus on that. I was reacting appropriately. I saved Brandon, like, 2 times. It was awesome.
Only 2?
Yeah, I think it was 2. There
you
was a couple
must have been
of
high for the rest, then.
Oh, but it was awesome because it felt really good. And a little bit of the research that I put into this, we both have been using the vape. And the vape was really good. It's very soft. The little coffee of the terpenes that are in there. We can go into another discussion strictly about terpenes. So for those who know what those are, stay tuned. But when looking at the actual flower, it's very unique. It's super unique. It's like
very green.
Yeah, like I would say
pea soup.
Pea soup or Incredible Hulk green. Like just very green, has a lot of these like orange accents, orange hairs that are on it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
I was reading in the grow, as it gets closer to the flowering being done, is when those pistils turn orange on the flowers. So that's when it brings in more of those orange colors.
Yeah, that's so crazy, because typically the flower I've seen is a very dark kind of piney look. And to see something as light green as that was very cool. I've never partaken of the actual flower. Have you?
No. This has actually been my first introduction to jet fuel. It's been good.
Yeah. That's way cool.
It's a good strain for deep creative thinking and problem solving. So a lot of the feelings that come with this are energetic, creative, happy, uplifted. So fantastic strain for during the day. If you are new to cannabis, it's... I don't know if it's a strain for you or not, but...
I would say, well, as we always say, go low and slow. Take, you know, as you can find jet fuel. Jet fuel is pretty common. You can find it pretty much in any dispensary. There's so many different types of brands or carriers of the jet fuel strain. But I would say, yeah, try one hit, maybe two, and then really let that soak in. I felt like it hit me totally about 15 minutes in. I felt fully the effects of jet fuel while we were playing last night.
Yeah, jet fuel won't hit instantly with the full effects, so give it a little bit. Let it sink in, because it will take a minute.
I would say that with most sativas is that it will hit right away a little bit, but when it fully gets into effect, you'll feel it quite a bit later. But this one more so than others.
Yeah, and this is a great strain used for depression, loss of appetite, anxiety, stress, tension headaches, surprisingly, and chronic fatigue.
A sativa that helps with tension headaches.
Yeah. I mean, you feel how clear it is in the head, though.
Yeah, you really do. It's so unique. I really liked it. I mean, for somebody who recently has to abstain from caffeine, I know. That totally sucks. But this... felt slightly caffeinated, slightly medicated. It's really difficult to describe.
I don't really feel medicated at all with this strain. It is very focused.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Very cool. So what would you say, Brandon? Would this be something that we would recommend to start with in a vape?
I mean, if you have flower, I would definitely
always
try it.
Always flower first.
Just because it's my favorite. But I would recommend the vape. It's fantastic. These are very, very clean.
So. Yeah. Yeah, the clearest I've seen on most cartridges that you get out there. So, fantastic. So, in the flower form, we haven't tried it. So, if you get to try it or you have tried it, please let us know. That'd be great to be able to get from your point of view. Vape, like we said, we both tried it.
Great. Yeah. Fantastic. And the vape.
Very recommended. And the edible side, again, those are more craft edibles. You're not going to see those.
Typically, I'll have to try it. I'll just take some of the extract and make some edibles.
Yeah, there you go.
See how it is.
And see how that feels, how that affects you. Definitely for those who are looking to be a little bit more active, you know, going for hikes, I would even say working out. I'm an avid gym goer, and you know, I use sativa sometimes during the gym. The one thing I will say, though, is that you don't feel as sore while you're working out. So don't feel like you're not working out. You are. You'll feel it the next day. Trust me.
Yeah, I definitely don't go to the gym very often. But when I do, I am high. So it does help. Yeah, I can
don't drop the
that.
Weights on your feet.
Oh, no, definitely don't do that.
Okay. Well, since we don't have the edible side, let us know.
Yeah.
What you guys think. If you're a fan of jet fuel, give us a thumbs up. Leave a review. Love to hear from what you guys think about us.
Yeah. Give us a review. Share us with your friends. Tune in next Tuesday.
Yeah. Have a great week, everybody.